On today's show, robots from American Public Media. This is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Robotics company Boston Dynamics announced this month it is retiring its humanoid robot known as Atlas. The 6'2", 330-pound robot was considered a quantum leap in robotics and was famous for parkour stunts and awkward dance moves. Debuting more than a decade ago in 2013, the Atlas robot was part of a partnership with the Defense Department. It relied on hydraulic power, using pressurized fluid to generate movement. It could do tasks that could be challenging for humans, like lifting heavy boxes, and did I mention it could do parkour? Well, as the older Atlas lives out its golden years, Boston Dynamics has announced its successor, a smaller version of the Atlas bot that runs on electric power. For more, we called up Brian Heater, hardware editor at TechCrunch, for his take on what's next. But I started by asking him to describe the original Atlas.
It's big and hulking. It's very top-heavy. It's hydraulic powered, as all of the early Boston Dynamics robots are, which means, among other things, that it's extremely loud. If you're in a room with it, it's like it's almost deafening. You hear the gases passing as it's moving.
what was the response to it when it first came out in 2013?
It's the response isn't dissimilar from what it is now. People were incredibly and rightfully impressed by the robot, because for a lot of people, it felt like a quantum leap over the technology that was out there. There was no bipedal robot that was capable of doing what it could do. And it was very versatile, and you've got to be very versatile because it was a research robot. And you had all these teams, you know, MIT and Carnegie Mellon and all these very smart researchers using them for these different DARPA challenges. It was leagues ahead of everybody else, and in a lot of ways, it feels like just about everyone else is continuing to still play catch up with that technology.
Well, so there's this new Atlas now, which is different. It's all electric. It's very fluid the way that this thing moves. It's almost terrifying. I've seen it described as a sleek, swiveling nightmare that almost seems to defy physics. What's a sentence you would use to describe what it's like, this new one?
So the new one is considerably slimmer than the older version. It's much quieter. The movements are incredibly fluid because of the compact size. It's really capable of doing a lot more in a far more confined environment. And I think because of that, it's going to be much more capable of working alongside people. That's the biggest concern with a lot of these. You know, robots traditionally have been very big and very heavy, and therefore have been very prone to creating injuries among people. And this one is much smaller and capable of working alongside them. And people are just better attuned, and we're evolved to understand how other people operate. And it's something as simple as a robot that looks like a human and perhaps has a face. It's easier for us to understand its intentions.
Mm-hmm. So what do we know about why Boston Dynamics is updating the robot?
Yeah, the simple answer is that the old robot it wasn't built for those things. It was built for research purposes. The technology is still extremely impressive, but in a lot of ways, it's a decade out of date. You know, it's too large. It's too loud. You know, it probably needs to be tethered for the battery to operate. This thing can, you know, I believe it's a lithium ion battery. So it's, you know, the same battery that you have on your phone or your electric car. So it could just go and charge. And just the fact that it's smaller, again, is a very key piece here in terms of actually being able to operate in the workplace and operate alongside people.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Brian Heater, hardware editor at TechCrunch. There's obviously plenty of companies in this space working on bipedal, meaning walks on 2 feet, humanoid robots. So there's Tesla, Agility Robotics, Figure. They all have robots in the works as well. Can you give me a brief temperature check on the industry?
So there's a lot of interest, and there's a lot of money changing hands right now. Investors are incredibly interested in this space. People owning factories and warehouses are incredibly interested in deploying these systems. And everybody's promising this idea of generalized intelligence, which feels, most people I talk to tell me that generalized intelligence is probably like 5, maybe 10 years off. So we're talking about a much longer timeline than I think a lot of people are anticipating right now. And I think there's going to be, I've been in this industry for a long time now, and I think we're in the middle of this hype wave right now. There's going to be a lot of excitement, and it's going to cool down a bit, and that's going to be the period of time when these things are actually deployed and the testing happens. And
wait a minute, did you say hype in tech? I'm sorry, I can't.
What? It's fun, right? It's nice to kind of be like, it's nice to have one of the categories that I cover being super hype after watching, you know, like crypto and AI. Obviously, there's a lot of overlap between the two. The hype is exciting. You know, it's great that the world is like sitting up and seeing this stuff and seeing, you know, rightfully how incredibly impressive it is. But I used to say that my kind of loose definition of a robot was a really complex and impressive machine used to perform menial and boring tasks. And that's kind of what this is. You know, you're going to be really blown away by the technology the first time you see it. And then if these things work out as planned, then they're just going to be just another kind of boring thing hanging around the factory. And that means that everything's working accordingly.
Well, I think the thing we're all wondering is, you know, not in the factory. I'm not so interested in that. When do I get to see it at my house? When are we going to get a real-life Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons or C-3PO? Does this new Atlas put us on that track?
Yes and no. You know, people often ask me when they're going to have a robot in their house, and my cheeky but very serious question back to them is, do you have a Roomba or a robot vacuum? And if you do, like, you've got a robot in your home, and those have been around for, I think the first Roomba came out 20 plus years ago, and we haven't really seen a follow-up. It's a really difficult space to operate in for a number of reasons. One, it's a very unstructured environment. You know, even if you keep your house pretty clean, you move things around. Sometimes you'll throw something on the ground. Houses aren't really very uniform from one to the other. And then the other one is, as I mentioned earlier, is price. You know, like the most advanced Roomba right now is something in the neighborhood of like $1,500. Like, even that is like way more expensive than most people want to pay in the home. So the likeliest scenario is we're not going to be seeing these robots in the home. But in the meantime, we're going to see a lot of really cool and interesting technology and probably robots in the home that are in some ways a product of the research that went into these systems.
That was Brian Heater at TechCrunch. When Boston Dynamics announced Atlas would be retiring, the company published a blooper reel of all the bots' failed stunts through the years, including falls down stairs, an attempt at boarding an elevator, and a particularly nasty tumble from a balance beam, which ends with Atlas clutching its knees in the fetal position. I'd probably do the same in that scenario. The robotics company also posted the video of their new electric bot, the so-called swiveling nightmare. It's honestly hard to describe the Terminator-like ways the robot contorts its body. You should see it for yourself. And we've posted links to both of those videos on our website, marketplacetech.org. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.